Howdy, howdy, folks, and welcome to Moose Podcast number 392, preparing for the unknown. How are you folks doing? I hope you're all safe and well. What a crazy week of weather. Wow. It's, I grew up with certain things happening each time of the year in certain ways. Not that it was carved in stone, but this craziness, I tell you, for this old guy and all this change, it can be befuddling. But there was some crazy stuff going on out there, and I hope you and yours are safe and sound. And I appreciate you spending a little of your time with me here on the Moose Podcast. Yeah, number 392. It's amazing how many of these that have been put out there and you folks listen to. So I'm very grateful. Hey, I've had a number of emails and questions asking my thoughts on something that, I got to be honest with you, really isn't in my wheelhouse, but I'm really very excited about. And that's the fact that Nikon has acquired RED, the video company. I do shoot video, but it's not the main component. But I am well aware of RED and what those cameras do. I have been on set with them, and they are impressive and very imaginative group of engineers and technicians behind RED. So to combine those two companies, to me, it seems like a natural. And I remember having a conversation with some folks a number of years ago, kind of like, wouldn't it be cool if, and now it's happened. So other than that, I don't know anything other than that, but I think it's really cool and very exciting. Very exciting. Had a number of questions about the new 28-400 zoom from Nikon. Also very cool, very exciting. I don't know what I'm going to do. I haven't seen it yet. I haven't heard anything about it yet from anybody that I trust their opinion about for the lens. So I don't have any thoughts about that. Recurring questions about the 180-600. Jake got one and really likes it. And I just had another opportunity to actually do a little time. He brought it with him, and I was able to shoot with it for a while. It's a very cool lens. It might just end up in the gear locker for sure. I could see some things where that'd be a great tool. So, things keep changing and evolving, and all for the better. Gets us out there shooting, and I got to tell you, some of you folks have been sharing some great images, so thanks for that. Hey, I want to thank also my good friends at Bedford Camera, bedfords.com. Now, they've got the Photo Expo coming up, which is just pure Bedford's Camera, where it's just a gathering of a lot of talent, a lot of gear, a lot of inspiration, a lot of learning. And for a couple of days, they're in Little Rock just having a grand time celebrating photography. But again, that's what they do almost every day at the store. Now, Bedfords.com has a whole lot of stores. Did you know that all those stores, except for one, I think, is in the path of the solar eclipse coming up? In fact, it would be today, huh? It might be happening right now. Come think about it. Anyway, if you haven't got your supplies, you need help for that. I don't know. Maybe it is too late. I don't know. But Bedford's would be the place to get it, as well as everything else photography. And just to be clear, everything else photography, everything at Bedford's, when you mention Moose, you're going to see that discount if you check out. Yeah. And if you're calling up or going through the website, over $100, free shipping. So Bedfords.com is the place for the gear, the inventory, the knowledge, and the service, and the price. And when you do, remember, thank them for sponsoring the Moose Podcast. Well, preparing for the unknown. I had a number of you folks reach out and asked, they saw my Instagram post and what I put on the website about my recent journey down to Costa Rica. And they asked, yeah, it seemed like you hadn't been there before, Moose. How did you know what to take, what to do, how to maximize your time? I had a number of folks on the same vein said they have never traveled to photograph a solar eclipse. I got to tell you now, I've said it out loud, I'm wondering if it is happening right this moment. I'm occupied. I can't go Google to see what the time is. I'm in Montana, but I'm curious. Anyway, they said they'd never done that before. How does one go about preparing for the unknown? Well, here's the thing. You can't really prepare for the unknown per se, but you can prepare for the known, right? And what's the known? The known is you and your camera gear and what it takes for you to have fun and be comfortable. That's kind of how I go about preparing for the unknown. So, for example, the gear is important, but I tend to start by thinking about more when I go out to do something, especially going someplace that's new. And that's something that people have a hard time fathoming, is that I go out to new places and explore still. I remember a couple months ago on one of our adventures, and one of the persons was there, and he was just totally befuddled that I was going someplace new. And it's like, wow, I don't want to tell you, but there's a gazillion places on this planet that I've not been to yet that still, intrigue the bejiggers out of me. Like, I'm looking at going to Iceland, which I never thought I would do, but there is a good chance I'll be doing that in 2026. So preparing for the unknown, I start with myself, and I kind of start from the ground up. Now, I will do and I will use the web to some extent, but here's the first and most important thing. I know I'm a little weird about this, but I don't trust everything I read on the web. There are things out there that are just like, what? So first thing I check out is, what's the weather like? And as you and I both know right now, that weather prediction is kind of gotten a little whacked. And what I learned this last week about how they've got AI involved, I can understand how weather prediction's gotten a bit whacked when it puts six fingers on people's hands and some other things. So I look at the weather, and I actually look at the last 10 years. There's a number of places you can search and you can see for certain periods of time over the last 10 years what the trend has been for that location. And I'm going to look at that. Why is that important? Well, it's a couple things. So you have heat, and you have cold, you have everything in between. Now, if you're going to someplace that's going to be cold, it is essential that you are prepared to deal with that cold. Not just staying warm, but able to function with your camera gear, because everything we do is going to be based on taking photographs. If it's going to be hot, I'm going to do the same thing. Now, I have no problems with cold heat. If it's a quote-unquote dry heat, doesn't bother me. But boy, when it's a wet heat or humid like Costa Rica, I think about all those things. And I'm based on that information. I pen and paper, I make a list. And that's one of the main things I do when it comes to preparing for the unknown, is I make a list. And what do I think I need? Do I need heated gloves or do I need sunblock? Do I need a couple pairs of socks per day? Or one per day. I mean, I go and I make a list of all those kind of things. And once I am satisfied that I personally can function, I've got the shoes and everything up else to from woolen cap to wide brim hat, I make sure I have all those things for myself based on the weather. And it's from there I start thinking about camera gear. Now, preparing for the unknown, and I only speak for myself here, when I'm going to a location, especially for the first time, I'm going to use Costa Rica because that's fresh in my mind. I'm going prep for one thing. Okay, there's a target I'm going for. So when it comes to camera gear, I'm going to have the gear for that target. But you've got to remember the thing that I've learned forever, that just because I show up doesn't mean the critters are going to show up. And being skunked is something that is part of the process. And I got to tell you, it happens quite a bit. Even today, more and more, because the great migrations, the great fallout places, they still happen, but not the same quantities. You got to prepare for the fact that if you're going someplace, even if you've been there 100 times, you got to realize that you're going for a target subject to photograph. There's a real possibility it won't be there. So in this case, I went to Costa Rica for hummingbirds. And we went to Rancho Naturalista, which is a gorgeous location. It's kind of surrounded by a lot of wiped out habitat. So what they have preserved on their hillside is a treasure trove for the birds and hummers. And they are known for one specific, the snowcap, which was so my target. Now, hummingbirds. Now, the snowcap, second smallest on the planet. It'd be the smallest if you took the tail off and doesn't have much of a tail. So it's a small little guy, about the size of your fingertip, your pinky, a little bit bigger, really small. So that was my main target. Now, knowing the physical size, knowing how crazy hummingbirds can be, had to think about lenses, and then had to think about light. So those are the two things that are really important for hummingbirds. You've got to get them big enough in the frame so people can see them. You got to have enough working distance so they just don't go, and run off into the forest. And then you got to realize you are working in a darker world, and they are made to reflect light. And if you're in under a canopy, you don't have that much direct light to reflect, so then you're dark. You've got to bring in light for all that color because they're reflecting color. So when preparing for the unknown, you've got to decide what your subject is. I'm heading to the shore a lot. So when I head to the seashore, I'm going for shorebirds. Makes sense, right? Seashore, shorebirds, okay? That means I need to take my Frisbee and panning plate, and I'm down low. We're working with the hummingbirds, total kind of different extreme, the humid rainforest. I'm going to shoot with a 400 with two pro photos. I'm going to get to that working distance, and then I'm going to have those two flashes out there. That's what's bringing out the color. If you looked at my Instagram feed for last week, I kind of celebrated the hummingbirds there that I photographed in Costa Rica. You could go to moosepeterson.com, go to the bottom to my gallery, and I posted about, I guess, 50, 55 photographs from our Costa Rican trip. You can see all the different varieties I photographed with that same basic rig. So I went prepared for what I know and can do so I can photograph the unknown. And at the same thing when I went down to do shorebirds. In that case, I have the Z600 F4, and I have the 1.4 or 2X I can add to the external side as well as the one built in. So in those scenarios, I had just the one lens and rig, panning plate Frisbee for the shorebirds, hummingbird rig, the dual flashes 400 for hummingbirds. And that was the main thing that I had to make sure I got to that location. So in preparing for the unknown, I went for the one thing that I knew I wanted to photograph, not guaranteed it's going to. And that's what I prepped for those. I am back at the homestead. I am making sure that all those things are working. And before I leave, like the Hummer rig, I set up all the arms, the brackets, the flashes, the connect, make sure they're working, they're shooting, they're charged. So, because that's where I'm putting all my eggs in that basket. Same thing if I go at any location, whatever the prime rig I'm going to use, that's the one that's really got to get there. So then preparing for the unknown, I'm going to go and photograph hummingbirds, little dudes. Well, the rainforest has other birds, right? So I don't want to ignore them. In fact, I kind of want to photograph them because it's a new challenge. Well, how do you go prepared for that total unknown, for birds you don't even know their names, you've never seen them before? I went down there and I saw 64 new species, new lifers for me, photographed 38 of them. So it means there's a lot of birds I photograph I've never photographed before. Well, that process for myself, and you've got to always turn all this stuff into you and your own photography. If I'm photographing birds, I'm going to have the 600. The Z600 is my bird lens. So I went to Costa Rica, literally, with just three lenses. And that was it. The 400, the 600, and then my general purpose lens for landscapes and people and stuff, and the Z24-120. That was it. I didn't have anything else. Now, I'm going to go do birds on the shore. Believe it or not, the kit's not going to change. The 600 will be the prime. I'll have my 400 in case I go after some birds in flight. I won't have the humming, the flashes and stuff. And then I'll have the 24-120 for the rest of the EDLs kind of shooting. Now, if I'm going to do landscapes, the whole thing will change. I won't have the 600. I'll have a 7200. I mean, every time I'm going to go somewhere, I'm going to change that kit. And it's based on myself and the story I want to tell. And that's how you should go about it as well. So don't think of it and approach it as preparing for the unknown. Think of it as working with the known, what you like to do and what you want to come back with. And just go with a child's wonder, wide open. Let it come in. Work the scenario. Now, as long as you are physically comfortable, you'll have a great time and you'll come back with images. That's what's important. Now, one email, they said, how do I, prepare for going to the unknown and coming back with the image? Well, the image. If we could say, I'm going to go climb Mount Everest. those days were long past. And I'm going to go to the top and I'm going to get the image. You're asking too much from yourself and from photography and from life. If the image presents itself and you are present at that moment to take it, you got to count your blessings. And even if you don't come back with that photograph, it is going to be exposed on the thin emulsion of your mind. And that's a pretty powerful thing to bring with you and have for you the rest of your life. But don't ever put that kind of pressure when you're going somewhere thinking that you're going to come back with the photograph of a lifetime. It does happen, but something you can't prep for and something that you should not expect. You go back and record the memories, all that you have, and you will come back a rich photographer. You folks have a marvelous week. Got to go see if that solar eclipse is going on. It's driving me nuts. I hope if you're there, you see it with clear skies. 4 minutes of magic. Hey, and remember to make every click your story.